You're listening to The Pulse.
Hey, hey, Fort Stewart. It's Kevin Larson coming at you with this new episode of The Pulse, the Wynn Army Community Hospital podcast that keeps our staff and beneficiaries informed about all the things that are happening here at Wynn Army Community Hospital and our clinics throughout the footprint of Fort Stewart and Hunter Army Airfield. I am joined today by a very important person on our staff. She's responsible for hospital education, and she's also a nurse. And we have a very important week coming up that pays tribute to those people that are essentially the non-commissioned officers of the medical field. It's Nurses Week coming up, and I'm joined by Lisa Tyler. Lisa, thanks for joining me.
Hi, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks for being here. So, Nurses Week. It's coming up, but first, let's talk about you. You are responsible for hospital education here at Wynn Army Community Hospital. What is that? What does that responsibility look like?
So I am the nurse educator for Wynn. We are a very small unit, but we like to consider ourselves mighty. So we are responsible for educating and training up the staff of Wynn.
So what does that mean? There's reoccurring training that has to happen. There's proficiencies that have to be renewed. I mean, it's not just like you go off to get your RN or LPN and then suddenly you're good to go. There's annual, monthly. What kind of training requirements are there?
So your nurses have to have CEUs, so continuing education units or credits. And so we facilitate those. We use a program called RELIAS. There's a ton of free CEUs on there. And not only do we help with like the annual requirements to keep your licensure up, but we also offer like basic life support classes, advanced life support classes, pediatric advanced life support classes, as well as a neonatal resuscitative program. So if there's any training that you would like to do that is outside of the facility, we can help you achieve that goal as well.
So internal and external training opportunities abound.
Yes.
So today you're actually offering basic life support and advanced life support, correct?
So today's class is advanced life support. It's the beginner's class, and it's actually a two-day.
Interesting.
So anybody who's interested in learning the advanced life support curriculum.
So advanced life support is open to anyone, or just basic life support is open to anyone? Because I was actually considering taking basic life support myself. As a staff member here in a hospital, I thought it would be useful. So is advanced support is also available to anyone who wants to take it, or is that more a higher standard than basic life support?
I'm not going to tell you that you can't take it. So if you feel like you do very well in your basic life support class and you want to learn a little bit more, by all means, you can take advanced life support. But if you do take advanced life support, that is where they teach you about the different drugs that you'll be administering trying to save a life. So you can take the class, you just won't be able, because, no offense, Kevin, you're not medical. You won't
Thank
be
you.
Able.
I can't push drugs, folks.
Exactly.
I can't push drugs.
Exactly. Sorry.
But that brings us back to the people that can do that kind of thing. You yourself are a nurse. Tell us a little bit about that.
I am. So I've been a nurse, May 6th will be 18 years. I have a background in pediatrics. I worked in Savannah for 8 years in pediatrics. Came to Wynn 10 years ago. I worked PCU, PACU, Hawks TMC, and been in hospital education for about a year and a half now. I also have a background in pediatric home health. So done a little bit of everything. It's been fun. It's been a good ride. So we'll see where the future takes me.
Interesting. We'll take a short break right here to play a valuable message.
It's May, Mental Health Awareness Month. As you know, taking care of your mind is just as important as your body. We all face challenges causing us to feel stressed, anxious, or feel down. But you don't have to go through it alone. Here at Wynn Army Community Hospital, we have a caring team of mental health professionals ready to help. We offer confidential counseling and support for everyone. Taking care of your mental health is a sign of strength, and allows you to be your best self for you and those you love. This May and every month, don't suffer in silence. Reach out for help. Visit our website, www.win.tricare.mil, to find mental health resources. Remember, a healthy mind is a happy mind. I'm Lieutenant Colonel Gina Wright, Chief of the Behavioral Health at Wynn Army Community Hospital.
And we're back. I'm with Lisa Tyler. She is the nurse educator here at Wynn Army Community Hospital on this episode of The Pulse. And we're talking about some of the most important people in the medical field. And we just found that staff members like myself can't push drugs, but nurses can. And it's actually the week to recognize nurses. It's Nurses Week. Let's talk a little bit more about that. What is Nurses Week? When did it start? What is the point of Nurses Week? Why does it matter?
So National Nurses Week actually begins on May the 6th, which we also call National Nurses Day. And it runs through May the 12th, which is actually Florence Nightingale's birthday. So Florence Nightingale is considered to be the founder of modern nursing.
Right. Wow. So I'm assuming the week was probably picked because of that correlation, that Florence Nightingale's birthday is that day. So that's actually pretty interesting. What's the theme for this year's Nurses Week? I understand it might be something about in line with how nurses are pretty much the primary people who touch patients, the first people that a patient or beneficiary will see. What's the theme for this week's Nurses Week?
So the theme for Nurses Week this year is nurses make the difference. Because honestly, we do.
How so? Tell me more about that.
So nurses are often the first to deliver care to patients, and sometimes we're actually the sole providers of health care in certain settings.
Being the sole providers of care, I mean, that's got to be kind of stressful. Is it nice knowing that there's actually a national-wide week to recognize nurses for what they do for patients and beneficiaries?
Oh, absolutely. It's wonderful. You know, everybody loves to feel appreciated, and speaking from experience, you can have a really, really bad day on the floor. But if just one person tells you a heartfelt thank you, like they actually mean it, thank you so much for what you did for me today, it negates all the bad that happened. So to have a week that just recognizes us, it means a lot.
So is there anything people can do during this week or any other time to recognize nurses?
So we actually have a few activities going on next week, and we invite everybody to come out and participate. So we're going to have a thank you wall down in the alcove in the cafeteria. We're going to have little sticky notes, and you can just write a thank you. You don't even have to put somebody's name if you don't want to. Just thank you for what you do, and we read them. We will go down there and read them.
Sweet.
We're also having, it's called a lap and lunch on Wednesday.
Say that again. what is that? A lap and lunch?
Lap and lunch. So we're going to go out to Donovan Field. We're going to take a lap or two around the track.
I see.
And then we've actually coordinated to have, I believe it's 3 food trucks out there.
Very cool.
Yeah, we'll have some tables and chairs set up so everybody can come hang out and support. And then, of course, you know, we have the cake cutting ceremony.
Got to have a cake cutting ceremony. Oh, we cannot have an appreciation week without a cake cutting.
You have to have cake.
We have to have cake.
You have to have cake.
Cake is life.
Yes.
So a stray thought that I had as you were talking about the week's recognition, the events coming up. What is the number of nurses that we have on staff here? Just offhand swag. How many nurses do we have working at Wynn, Tuttle, Richmond Hill Medical Home? I mean, it's got to be a significant number of people.
It is a significant number, and I couldn't tell you off the top of my head what that number is, but I do know it is a significant amount.
And bottom line is that each nurse matters, and each nurse
absolutely
deserves praise, not only during Nurses Week, but throughout the year.
Absolutely.
So any closing thoughts about Nurses Week or anything, health education, nurse education, hospital education that you want to share with our listeners out there in podcast land?
I want to say just thank you to everybody here at Wynn. You know, the nurses, we have a great support system with our administration. You guys are wonderful. Keep doing what you're doing. Thank you for honoring us with this week coming up. And come see us in hospital education for all your training needs.
Sounds like a plan. I do plan on taking at least basic life support. And I appreciate you coming out and joining me on this episode of The Pulse, Lisa. Thank you for what you do, both as a nurse and nurse educator. And thanks to all the nurses out there. And I promise when Respiratory Therapy Week comes up, I will do something about respiratory therapy because I'm beholden to that. Nurses do matter. Nurses are the backbone of medicine. Respiratory therapists help patients breathe. Lisa, again, thank you for joining me on this episode of The Pulse. It's been great chatting with you. And folks, continue to listen to us out there in podcast land, and we'll continue sending out valuable information about Wynn Army Community Hospital. And this is Kevin Larson from the Public Affairs Office here at Wynn, signing off, and I'll catch you on the flip side.